smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Thursday, October the 21st, it is some beautiful weather around and we're on the verge of opening up kind of here in Victoria, so that's a reason to get up and about and get excited. We've got a very nice show for you. I think the most authoritative voice in basketball in this country is going to join us this morning, and we'll talk about Ben Simmons, obviously, but also the state of Australian basketball, the silver, what did we win, bronze?
Bronze.
Bronze medal.
Our first medal.
Winning performance in the Olympics, and it was under the stewardship of Brian Gorgian. He's going to join us this morning, which will be fantastic. I think two young men, we identified them early. We think that they are maybe, because we're all about succession planning. Good morning.
We are.
Good morning to you,
yep.
Aren't we?
Good morning. Yeah, we are.
There's no good.
100%.
You just can't keep charging on into the day and the night without putting a plan in place.
That's right. And then just leave like a massive hole here when we go.
Gigantic hole. We think that calculating Kel Toomey and Rye Liable Beverage may be the next Wisp and Garrity. So we've got to get them in together today and have a chat with them. No one knows this draft better than these two boys. So they're going to be in the studio with us. I believe the Maasai Warriors, look, his nose out of joint that he didn't get an invite, but he's over working hard with the Wisp. Where are they now? We're going trots today.
Are we really?
I demanded equal time with the trots.
Ah, okay. Where are you going to go with this?
Adam Hamilton. I tell you, if you had a horse running and Adam Hamilton, from a trotting point of view, gave you a little nod on air, then that was as big as it got. So he's going to join us to talk about some of the greats. Gamelite.
Poppy?
Popular Arm, Pro Chevalier, Pure Steel. All those magnificent horses back in the day. I got on last night and had a look at YouTube at the Inter-Dominion. Mm. 45,000 people were there. At Mooney,
that was 45?
Yeah, no, it was big.
Mooney Valley?
Was it at Mooney Valley? I think it was at Mooney Valley. You had to shut the gate, Tim.
The Penthouse Club days.
Shut the gate. It was as big as anything kicking around. And let's get the trots back to that. That's when the good. And then I went down a rabbit hole, as you do when you're on the internet.
You do go down holes.
So I was watching Pro Chevalier win. It's a great story. I'm going to talk to Adam Hamilton. Now, I'm going to scratch the horse. He was acting unusually, as though yoking or putting all the equipment on him.
Mm.
And they thought, oh, something wrong here. So right up until the race, the 10:20, they said, oh, no, well, the vets had checked him out. So then went on and won. And then I watched Popular Arm win the Kilmore Cup at Kilmore. Every time he was out the back, off 35 metres. So he had a 35-metre penalty.
Yep.
Started, just tacked on at the back, sat at the back.
And was Vinnie Knight on?
Vinnie Knight.
Yeah.
Every time he went to make a run, the horse in front of him just knocked him over. So then he had to go back to the back again. Anyway, you got to go on and watch it.
Was he the best of all time, Vinnie Knight? He was a rock star back in the day, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was the early young up-and-coming rock star. Then there was Brian Gath and Gavin Lang and Teddy Demler. Teddy Demler used to drive our horse, Droit Man, at Mooney Valley.
Teddy?
Yep.
Was he hard to get?
Teddy was a character. Ted.
Was he?
Yep.
What sort of a character?
Interesting character.
What? When you say character, though, what does that mean?
He was one of the main men, so.
Yes, but a character. A funny bloke?
Oh, no, I wouldn't have. I was only about 12. I wouldn't have a clue, but I don't think.
Yeah, but you were part of Pancha's success.
Yeah, I was part of the entourage. I was part of our strong stable.
I can just see you standing behind Panch. Everything he says, you're repeating.
No, well, it was my uncle's dad. He was a trainer, my uncle.
Happy?
No, this is the Panch's brother.
Was Happy ever involved in the harness racing?
I don't think he was. I don't think Uncle Happy was. So we've got the open line and the temper text machine. We're away and running. We've got so much to talk to you about.
Oh, there's
and
so much going on. Everything's opening up
what
at
I
midnight
know,
tonight.
What I want to know is, what have you booked? Like 11:59 tonight, there's pubs open and a few special little bars. You know, if you've got to get in early, Wisp, if you want to go to the pub.
I know, but we're too old. You and I are too old to be booking stuff at
not talking about you.
11:59 tonight.
I'm talking about mainly Friday.
The Fridays. Yeah.
But there would be people that will go out tonight.
Okay, I see the Peninsula's opening up right too. Are you a bit worried about that? Will you be greeting people as they trot down to the peninsula this weekend?
I've got a large following in the Indian community at the moment.
Are you inviting all your Indian friends back down there?
After my free tours, so they may be coming down to see me and my kangaroos. No, that'd be great. Everyone, I mean, the people in the peninsula haven't been able to get, you know, they're like everyone's doing it tough. And we know it's not the absolute ideal opening, but it's an opening.
Yeah, what do you got planned? Yeah. Send us a text or give us a call while we're having this discussion this morning, this ramble. Did you catch up with the new Bachelorette last night at all? Did you cast your eye across that?
No, I didn't. I was just reading about it in the paper, and I've got a question for you.
Brooke Blurton is her name.
So she's a bisexual?
Yes, she's the first female Indigenous bisexual Bachelorette in history.
Right.
I like what she said last night. She said it's not about gender or genitalia.
Oh,
it's
crikey.
About connection.
It's 9 minutes past six. Oh, boy.
Jeez. Come on, Gary.
I'm mature.
You're
enough.
More mature than that.
I am mature. Sure. I just haven't heard genitalia before at this early hour. That's all. So my question for you is this, right?
Okay.
So Brooke was good. I was reading about it in the paper today. They did a review of it.
Yep.
So she went and kissed the girl in the first segment, which apparently in The Bachelor, there's no kissing usually.
She already knew her because that girl was all...
Said you didn't watch it.
No, no. I know everything about it. I know the background stories here. That girl and Brooke were part of Honey Badger's Bachelor. So they were contestants on, you know, when the Honey Badger was on, Nick Cummins was on.
What?
I remember talking about this. Anyway, keep going.
Well, my question for you is this.
Okay.
When this is done, will there be a bisexual bachelor?
Possibly. I don't know. I can't answer that question. I'm sure they're working on it at Channel 10. If it's,
What?
It'll be a question of if it's successful. If it's successful, and this is a big...
What, you only put a bisexual bachelor on if it's successful?
If it's, well, this is
TV. What about equality?
Well, maybe, yes, but this is about TV, so this will be about whether or not it rates.
Right.
So if it rates through the roof and there's an audience for it and an appetite for it, then I'm sure there will be a male who is. So what's the difference between bisexual and pansexual?
Oh,
I should have looked this up.
Please. I don't know. Most things I can take a wild stab at, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer. Someone will tell us. Jeff's in Manor Lakes. Do you know the answer to that, Jeff, or you rang up for something else?
No, I rang up about, what I'm going to do this weekend as of tomorrow.
Oh, good. Yep.
We live in the western suburbs.
Right.
And we're going to pack up the caravan and we're going to go to Warburton.
Oh. Warburton, that's still in metropolitan Melbourne, is it, obviously?
That's still in metropolitan Melbourne, and then we're booked for the Reefton Hotel for lunch on Sunday.
Oh, that's what I love, Geoffrey. Good on you, mate. Enjoy that, won't you?
Will do. Can't wait.
Yeah,
good on you, Jeff.
It's been too long, Jeff.
Too long. Enjoy yourself out there. Thanks for calling too. Pansexual people may refer to themselves as gender blind, asserting that gender and sex are not determining factors in their romantic or sexual attractions to each other.
Okay.
So that's the difference.
Good. Glad you sorted that out for us. Brian Gorgian to join us today too. That's going to be absolutely fantastic. So we've got a nice show. I'm looking forward to having those two young punks in here.
Are you?
Why, of course I am. I'm a huge fan.
Well, we both listen to them. On the podcast and stuff like that, and we feel like we've had some we feel like we've had something to do with calculating Cal's career to this stage. We've pumped him up a bit. I see others have used him after we road tested him on our program a couple of times. He's starting to get a bit of a profile. Why didn't we invite the Masai in as well? Because he's been part. They've been a trio. It's been calculating Cal and Reliable and the Masai.
Well, he's joined you.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean to say that he can't go on radio as well.
Well,
has he got a radio gig?
I said I'd be happy to have him in, but you sort of said he's got to concentrate on his television stuff.
Let's be honest here. I had nothing to do with this.
Oh, now you jumped off.
Well, I haven't jumped off at all. I just had nothing to do with the planning of this.
I don't know whether he could be part of the succession plan. We're only a doubleheader.
Yeah, but, you know, Hutchie's he's open to creativity and different things.
Well,
I've been listening to The King and I in the afternoon.
What's The King and I?
That's The Pipe and Kingy. That's their show.
It's extremely well-made point, Dwayne.
It's called The King and I.
Oh, the show's called
The show's
King.
Called
that's
The King
a,
and I.
That's a good name.
It's a great name, yeah. And they do a great job. Very, very good show. Nice. A very, very nice show.
They might be They might be auditioning for the handover.
What handover are you
Whenever
talking
that
about?
May be.
What handover?
The succession plan.
Oh, right. When did you start thinking about this succession plan?
Tim,
you seems to be something that's at the forefront of your mind that you haven't spoken to me about.
No. Hey, did you see the Melbourne? You wouldn't have. Melbourne Stars won
the cricket.
The cricket yesterday. Yeah. They beat a very good Sydney outfit that had. I want to see that. I'm going to check on this. Ash Gardner, Elise Perry, Verma, the young Indian girl who's an outstanding cricketer, and our girls, the Stars, beat them. And I just see there. I'm going to check the score because I don't trust myself. Talk about something else.
Well, there's lots to talk about. James Pattinson, have we mentioned him? The fact that he retired yesterday from international cricket at 31 years of age, played 21 tests over 10 years, 81 test wickets at a nice average of 26.33.
Oh, yeah. He's a terrific. He was a great bowler.
And a strike rate of 48.90. He was, wouldn't he?
Yep.
Like, he could have been He could have been something special. Yes.
Yep, 100%. And he was. I'll tell you what else he was. He's a damn good batsman.
Yes.
So when he hurt his back.
I like a stinking eel.
He just played district cricket as a batsman and made centuries. So, yeah, disappointing. So 21 tests, 81 wickets, it's 26. It's pretty good. It just, does it leave us skinny? Mitchell Starc had his moments last year where we just didn't know if he was going to continue to dominate. Pat Cummins is absolutely the number one. But does it leave us a bit skinny?
Well, you're asking me. Don't ask me cricket questions. You know that. You should be asking yourself that question. Obviously, you've asked yourself that question, and I think you got the right answer. And that is that you do think we're a little bit skinny.
Do a succession plan with myself.
Would he wouldn't have been given
the wisp out.
given.
I just ask questions of myself. Go on. Sorry.
Well, don't ask questions about
all
cricket.
Right, sorry
you know
about
that. You know that. That's not my strong suit. That's the one thing I don't know anything about.
Right. Look at the messages coming through. I love them. Keep the messages coming through. It's a great day today. What are you doing? What are you actually doing today?
You know what? Can I just
what would you love to do with
today? It's going to be another great day, isn't it?
No, just say to today, the weather was.
Oh,
how good was it?
Yesterday was a cracking story. A day yesterday. I walked around the tan.
Mm-hmm.
I ran into Tom Brown before I went around the tan.
Where's he been? He's on holidays.
No, he's on holidays, but
haven't
he goes.
Haven't seen Top Box Brown. A week.
No, he hasn't. He's on holidays, but he goes to the tan just to see who's at the tan walking around.
My well-placed sources again.
So before I even started my walk around the tan, I got a rundown of who was walking around the tan. And Tom Petrullo, you're familiar with Tom Petrullo's work?
Yeah, of course I am.
Yeah, he manages a lot of players. Braden Maynard is one of those.
Yeah.
They were having a walk around the tan.
Braden and Tom.
Yes, very slowly around the tan yesterday. We passed them.
What, did you walk around with Tom?
No, I didn't walk around with Tom. I was meeting Xavier. So Xavier and I had a walk around the tan yesterday.
Well, those stupid shorts you had on.
Yes, those stupid shorts I had on. Anyway, so I don't know. I tried to sort of just walk slowly behind Tom and Braden for a while just to try and work out what they were talking about. Yeah, but it looked a bit suspicious, yeah.
Gary, I sent you a message last week, get into Love Island, and you knocked me back. Now you're into The Bachelorette. No, I'm not, Joe. I don't watch The Bachelorette. I read about it this morning. I won't be watching. I'm not going to be watching that show. It's too good weather now to be stuck inside.
See, Alex is on world record pace here this morning, isn't he?
Who?
He's prolific. Alex.
Why?
Alex the texter.
God help me.
We read them all, Alex. We just can't read them out. That's all.
No, that's right. That's what I want. As we go to this first break, I want you to tell me, like, just say tomorrow you had the tomorrow off, tomorrow night off, the news. You didn't have to read.
Mm.
And you could go out tomorrow on Freedom Day. I want you to give me your ideal lunch tomorrow. How the day pans out tomorrow when you got, it's opened up, everything's opened up, and this is the Wisp's ideal day. We're here for Kogan Credit Cards, and you can share it with us as well. What would be the ideal scenario tomorrow? No annual fees.
Give Gilbert a call.
Amazing rewards and garage doors. That'll go down well. Garage Doors Redefined, 4ddoors.com.au. We'll be back at this.
Get on the beers.
Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage Doors Redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Great to have you with us. That Stars defeating the Sixers. The Sixers had Verma, who's the young Indian sensation, Alyssa Healy, Ash Gardner, Elise Perry.
Wow.
That's only the Australian, that's only a World 11. Tess Flintoff took 4 overs, 2 for 23, opening the bowling.
Wow. Was it hooping around a bit yesterday?
I didn't see it. I'm just looking at the scores.
Okay. A sad day today.
What is it?
We remember Tom Petty today. It would have been his 70th birthday today, part of the Travelling Wilburys. Passed away. Sadly, he did at the age of 66 in 2017. That's from Dean out there. Went to a concert, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, at Palais Theatre once. Oh, great. We're going to play some. I got an old mate out the back there to try and find some Travelling Wilburys, Tom Petty or.
Righto. So tomorrow you've got
some of his music.
Lewis rang in and said, listen, you've been doing such a great job. You got Friday night off.
Yep. And but, I gave lunch. You said lunch,
you've got to have a long lunch. So tell me what it looks like.
I'll grab Mitch.
Mitch, he's got to work.
No, he can have the night off as well. Jane.
Righto, go on.
We always go, if we possibly can, Gary, we always go out for lunch together. I grab some of my Fiano. I chill that nicely. I think we might all head off to the local Chinese place.
Oh, I love
San Xia Bao.
I love Chinese.
I love
food.
A San Xia Bao.
Actually, that's exactly.
And then some dumplings.
Can I come?
I like a lightly fried half dumpling. What? Just the crisp on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
What do you call that? The little.
They're crisp.
No, you don't call them the crisp.
Dumplings, fried dumpling.
Yes, I love a sweet and sour. I love all the old.
You just pinched everything I told you yesterday.
I love all the old style Chinese stuff. I do.
Beef and black bean.
Yes, and I love a little bit of MSG in it as well. Or MCG. I prefer the MCG actually than the MSG.
What about a haircut? This bloke.
I won't need one.
Brad's going to get a haircut.
Is he?
He's going to get a wax actually. He's almost got a mullet. From his neck hair. He reckons he's got a mullet from all his neck hair.
There's
Chinese.
A lot of people.
I might go to China. Is a Chinese shop, is food open, like the Chinese restaurant open?
Yeah, but I think you're only allowed 20 inside the restaurant.
Oh, I don't need 20.
No, I know you don't, but it may be difficult to get into some of the restaurants. And the weather's going to be a little bit foul over the weekend too, so it's going to be difficult. Like everybody's setting up. I see around where I live, there's a lot of places setting up with outdoor dining.
Mm.
But I'm not sure about the weather this weekend. What's going on down there?
You said everyone's going down there.
I said that the peninsula will be open.
All right.
And there was a story on the news last night about how many people will be drifting down there over the weekend.
Yeah, good.
So you might be able to conduct some tours.
Welcome, everyone. Open arms. I read a story in the paper today about Harold Larwood and Bill Walsh. Is it Walsh? Walsh? Walsh. They're the two bowlers in body line.
Yeah.
And the story goes that they were fueled by beer. I reckon that I've got to find it again.
What, they'd have a beer before they went out to play?
They have a beer. Bodyline bowlers fueled by beer, the new Bradman book claims. And it says booze was the secret weapon. It's the 90th anniversary of the infamous Bodyline series. Douglas Jardine unveiled Harold Larwood and Bill Voc, I don't know how to pronounce it, Voc, to target the batsman. Booze, this is what the quote is from Roland Perry. Booze was definitely the secret weapon, no doubt about it. Larwood and Voc were renowned beer lovers, and in the patent, they all fast bowlers needed beer to keep them going. He said when they brought the drinks out on trays, there were times in the Bodyline series when everyone else would have an orange juice and Larwood and Voc would have a beer.
A point.
So what's your memory is, this? I'm a bit fascinated with Bodyline. So Australia lost the series 4-1, right? Mm. What's your... So what happened to Don Bradman during the series?
Yeah, well, they were peppering him with short bowls.
Yeah, and it was deemed to be a great success.
Yeah, the whole idea was to knock Australia out, really, yeah.
So they won 4-1. Bradman still averaged 56.
Did he?
He still averaged 56. Your perception straight away is, they've come in with this tactic. They've won the series 4-1. Bradman must have averaged 20.
Right.
Still average 56.
No helmets.
No helmets.
No body gear. I heard he got whacked in the rib and he suffered a buckled rib during that series
Wouldn't have been able to bat on. Occasionally they put a hanky in their pocket.
For protection?
For a thigh pad. If the bowling was very quick, they'd put a hanky in their pocket.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
I watched a doco on this many years ago. Mm-hmm. It was such an ugly series, wasn't it? Like all the commentary and the viciousness around it.
There was Gary Sweet, wasn't it? Wasn't he in Bodyline? Didn't he play Don Bradman in
Blue? No, he was Magpie. Yeah.
No, I know he was Magpie. He played Don Bradman. 98% of our audience are going, who's Magpie? Magpie was in the Sullivans, which was a great show. But in here it says, another one, because in that series it was great. He said it was, you know, it was such a big plan. And
yeah.
And then
that was their plan before they got to Australia,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah. They reckon that Douglas Jardine would go. And then that was the sign for everyone just to charge over to the leg side and set up the body line field. And then Big Harold, having down four schooners at the end of his run, and come in and just pepper them.
Did they have a ciggy as well?
Oh, no doubt. They would have had they would have rolled one down at fine leg before they come back in, a little rolly.
Well, I've told you the story, though, back in the day in the VFL, they used to bring out the whiskey at three-quarter time.
You've told that often.
Yeah, and then the trainers would just give the players just a little nip, and then they'd take it off to one side, and you wouldn't want to get injured in the last quarter, Gary. There were no trainers sitting around the ground in the last quarter.
At what stage did the old go out the window in AFL footy?
I can remember the cigarette in the 80s still.
80s?
Yeah.
What, at halftime?
No, during a game.
A little quarter time.
I can remember.
Or during while the ball's at the other end.
I could remember one of the trainers' job was to light it and then.
And run it out.
I won't even mention the player, but he doesn't like me talking about that sort of stuff. So he would have a little bit of a drag at three-quarter time.
He'd run out to him during the game. And say,
no, not during the game. At three-quarter time.
A glass of water. And here, have a couple of puffs. Righto, back here.
At three-quarter time.
Don't go smoking here, mate, or I'll get you thrown out.
Brian Gorgian to join us. Calculating Kel Toomey, Rye Liable Beverage, the two youngsters who know the draft backwards. They're going to be in the studio for half an hour. Adam Hamilton, we're going to talk trots. And your calls are always welcome. Let's get some news headlines.